This is Uranium Spotlight on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. This week, India looks to triple their uranium demand in 6 short years, while Palisades makes reactor history. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group. With continuous drilling throughout 2024 across their extensive uranium portfolio supported by uranium's largest mining companies, PurePoint's potential is clear. And now your host, Chris Frostad.
This week on Uranium Spotlight, Palisades announces a historic first, while India gears up for a spectacular boost in nuclear power. Meanwhile, Kazatomprom and Cameco unveil a new project, and China continues to woo Kazakhstan. The recent movements in the uranium spot price reflect a nuanced interplay between supply and demand dynamics. Despite a slight decrease in spot price from $88.50 to $87 per pound U3O8, the market exhibited mixed activity throughout the week. Demand waned, prompting sellers to adjust their offers downward in an attempt to attract buyers. This downward adjustment was evident as the week progressed, with the spot price slipping to $87 per pound by Friday. The near-term outlook for uranium prices appears cautious. Limited demand and ongoing off-market discussions suggest that the market is currently in a state of flux, with uncertainty prevailing. Although spot prices experienced a slight decline, the long-term price remained steady at $75 per pound in March 2024. This stability may indicate a broader confidence in the future of uranium, but short-term fluctuations highlight the sensitivity of the market to supply and demand dynamics. Looking ahead, factors such as geopolitical developments, nuclear energy policies, and the pace of uranium production will continue to influence price movements. The term market, although quiet last week, remains active with utilities evaluating offers and engaging in negotiations for future deliveries. These ongoing activities suggest a cautious optimism regarding the long-term prospects of uranium, albeit amid near-term uncertainties. Across the globe, there's a significant trend of reopening and extending the life of existing nuclear power plants. This move is aimed at providing consistent clean energy amidst the growing demand. In the U.S., the Department of Energy has allocated a hefty $1.5 billion loan to Holtec Incorporated, the owners of the Palisades Nuclear Power Plant in Michigan. This investment aims to reopen the plant, which shut down in 2022. Initially purchased for decommissioning, Holtec now plans to restart the operations after securing funding. This plant will supply electricity to the Wolverine Power Cooperative and Hoosier Energy, benefiting rural Michigan, southeastern Illinois, and southern Indiana. Expected to run until 2051, the Palisades plant is poised to make history as the first U.S. nuclear power plant to restart operations post-closure. Notably, it previously held a world record for continuous power generation and was highly rated for safety by the NRC. The plant's reopening will not only re-employ former staff, but also create over 1,100 new jobs while significantly reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Its closure in 2022 was due to market conditions, which have since shifted with rising power demands. This resurgence in nuclear energy extends beyond the U.S. In South Korea, plans are underway to extend the lifespans of reactors, with confidence in their well-managed operations. Similarly, Switzerland is considering extending the lifespan of its reactors into the 2030s, despite some technological considerations. These developments are driving demand for uranium, fueled by efforts to reduce carbon emissions and meet increasing electricity needs. As governments electrify various sectors of their economies, nuclear reactors serve as a vital source of clean baseload energy. Currently, many reactors worldwide have been granted lifespan extensions by regulators, reflecting the industry's continued growth and importance in the clean energy transition. India is making big moves in the nuclear arena, announcing last week plans to triple their nuclear capacity by 2030. That's no small feat. It means a huge expansion effort, including ramping up existing projects and starting new ones. Right now, India is the second most active country in building reactors, with 9 in progress. They've even finished 2 reactors just last month for electricity production. But compared to China's 28 reactors under construction, India is stepping up its game. To meet its ambitious goal, India plans to start building 10 more reactors simultaneously, bringing the total to 19 by 2030. This strategy, called fleet mode, could be a game changer. It means lower costs from bulk purchasing and shared learning amongst construction crews. Plus, there's good news on the construction front. India's heavy engineering firm, Larsen & Toubro, have completed the first steam turbine for one of these fleet mode plants. But can India pull it off by 2030? That's the big question. Regardless, it's clear that India is serious about expanding its nuclear capacity. Kazatomprom, a leader in uranium production, in partnership with Cameco, has unveiled plans for a new project in Kazakhstan. The venture aims to construct an affinage facility, enhancing uranium output by 4,000 tons annually. Leveraging in-situ leaching, the Inkai mine ensures minimal surface disturbance and efficient uranium recovery. With ample reserves, Kazakhstan holds a significant share of global uranium production. China, with its burgeoning nuclear industry, relies on Kazakhstan for a substantial portion of its uranium supply, making Chinese interests in Kazakhstan's uranium highly strategic. Recognizing Kazakhstan's pivotal role, Chinese firms navigate local dynamics, adapting to Kazakhstani ownership norms and integrating vertically into the nuclear fuel supply chain. CGN's partnerships exemplify this strategy. Despite initially aiming for majority ownership, CGN respects Kazakhstani norms, maintaining equitable joint ventures. These partnerships extend beyond mere resource extraction, incorporating commitments to technological transfer and vertical integration. Kazatomprom, in turn, capitalizes on such arrangements to modernize its industry and secure market access. This symbiotic relationship reflects China's broader approach to global engagement. Rather than imposing a unilateral model, Chinese firms collaborate with local stakeholders, respecting norms and fostering mutual benefits. As Kazakhstan seeks alternative transit routes for uranium exports, China emerges as a pivotal partner, offering logistical solutions and strategic connectivity. In essence, the collaboration between Kazakhstan and China underscores the nuanced dynamics shaping the uranium market. By adapting to local contexts and fostering mutually beneficial partnerships, both nations capitalize on opportunities for growth and resilience in the evolving global nuclear landscape. And that wraps up your Uranium Spotlight coverage for this week. For more news and events from the world of uranium, please tune in next week to Uranium Spotlight.
You've been listening to Uranium Spotlight, your weekly podcast dedicated to delivering the latest news and events shaping the uranium fuel market and its critical role in the global energy landscape. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group. PurePoint actively operates a portfolio of advanced uranium projects in the world's richest uranium district and has established partnerships with some of the largest uranium suppliers worldwide. While our passion for this subject is undeniable, it's essential to clarify that the information presented here is not investment advice. Instead, our goal is to offer an unbiased and comprehensive review of recent events that could impact uranium prices. Join us again next Tuesday for Uranium Spotlight.